KRCL champions building a more socially engaged Utah through locally driven programming that promotes music discovery and civic participation. Tune in to KRCL on 90.9 FM for a curated mix of music, including at least one track by a Utah artist every hour. From alternative rock to reggae, blues to bluegrass, KRCL is here to bring you the greatest bangers all day, every day.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. So my name is Mike Barclay, aka Brother Chunky.
I don't care about your mama. Only care about you, baby.
Brother Chunky is what I like to say, funky bluesy roots music. I've just always been drawn to this kind of music. Even as a boy, my brothers and sisters listened to a wide variety of music in the house. I'm the youngest. Jimi Hendrix and Led Zeppelin and Moody Blues and ABBA. I was always drawn to the rhythms of the songs, the rhythm guitar, bass parts, and drum parts. That just always caught my attention the most. I didn't get the opportunity to start playing guitar until about 21. I had a roommate in college that had a whole collection of guitars and amps and turned me loose and let me use all of his stuff and showed me some things. This was all up in southeastern Idaho. And after I moved to Utah to go to college, I started playing guitar just in a couple various bands around Provo. Those bands pretty well sucked. I sucked, we all sucked, but it was really fun. I got married in 1994, finished school at the same time, and my new wife started playing bass, and so we decided we were going to start a band. So we got a drummer, and we started, and that band was called Chunky. I chose that name not because of the candy bar and not because I'm physically a little bit chunky, but because that's the style of music that I like to play. Chunky rhythms, chunky chords. I worked with this guy who was a part-time radio DJ, and I was always pestering him to come see my band play, because I had this idea, if this radio guy can come hear me play, you know, we could probably break it big. And so after a while, he said, well, I just have one question for you. Do you have a song named Chicken Pot Pie? And I said, no, I don't. He was kind of goofy. And he said, well, I'm never going to come see you play until you do have a song called Chicken Pot Pie. Kind of on a bet, I guess, or a challenge, I decided to sit down and focus and write a song about Chicken Pot Pie. This was like 1996 when I wrote that song. After about a month or so, I went to work and I said, hey, great news, I got a song called Chicken Pot Pie. Now you have to come see me play. And honestly, I thought that song was so dumb and goofy that I thought, you know, I'm probably never going to play this in front of anybody. But it turns out that that's probably my most popular song. Most people, if they say, do you know Brother Chunky? They'll probably say, yes, I do. Have you heard his song, Chicken Pot Pie? Took a break from performing music, and probably around 2003, I decided that these new digital audio workstations were hitting the market. Looking at these things, and I thought, that would be a really fun hobby, would be to record music at home and see if I could like put together some of these goofy songs that I've written and just have fun with it, you know? So I ended up buying this Yamaha 16-track digital recording unit. First song that I recorded was Chicken Pot Pie. Well, right around that same time, MySpace, I think MySpace started in around 2003. I decided, what the heck? I heard people were posting music on it. And I thought, well, since I don't perform live, let's put it on the internet and see if people like it, see if anybody even listens to it. And I thought, I've got to have a name. I brought back the Chunky theme. And I thought, I'm older and I live in Utah County, where everybody calls everybody brother, one way or another. And so I thought, I'll become Brother Chunky. I thought, no one will forget it. Probably within a week, I got a message from a guy named One Angry Swede. He is from, I believe, Rockford, Illinois. He was starting an internet radio station called Fat Cat Radio at the time. Internet radio stations were starting up everywhere. And anyway, he said, hey, I heard your song, Chicken Pot Pie, and I absolutely love it. I think it's the most catchy, funny, just entertaining song. Do I have your permission to play it on my radio station? I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, of course. Heck yeah, play it all you want. So I started listening to Fat Cat Radio, and I realized this guy pretty much only plays like hard rock and heavy metal, playing all this hard rock. And then he'd go, and now my favorite time of the night, I'm going to play a song from Brother Chunky out in Utah. I mean, I was still honestly pretty embarrassed by the recording quality and just the song in general. And so I asked him, I said, do you honestly like this song? Or, I mean, you just being nice. He goes, no, I love this song. And he goes, I think that you're a pretty talented guy and I'd like to hear more songs. And I'd love for you to record an album. Anyway, so Fat Cat Radio was a big part of me getting back into playing music, is what I'm saying. I remember just being kind of nervous, but also really excited at the possibility that people around the world could actually listen to something that I had written and recorded. And honestly, I didn't think anybody would listen to it because the world's so big, right? So I was really surprised when this guy with Fat Cat Radio discovered it and started playing it. I remember thinking, so if this online digital music thing really takes off, this completely opens it up for literally anyone, anywhere, to record and release music. And I thought, this levels the playing field. And it did take off, as we all know. Now where we're at, anyone that can afford a computer and have an internet connection can record and release music. I'm a big supporter of anyone that's willing to risk writing their own song. And even if it's a 14-year-old kid and it's really rough and it's not good, I'll go and offer as much support as I can, you know, just because I want to encourage people to step out and write and create and write their own music.
Take everything you think that you want. There's so very little that I need. So you can have it all. Yes, you can have it all.
People that have gotten to know me, they appreciate what I do because they say it's very genuine. What I do on stage and the songs I write and the songs I play, I'm not trying to be anybody that I'm not. Like, it's just who I am. So my goofy humor, my awkward shyness, all of that comes out. Like it or leave it, that's what you get with Brother Chunky.
On trying. There's no reason to even ask why. You're the way you are until the day you die. So don't ask why. No, don't ask why. There's a hole in your soul that you're trying to fill, but it's impossible, but you keep on trying, yes, you keep
I got kind of fed up with everybody not really wanting to hear my other songs and only wanting me to play Chicken Pot Pie. We'd go do a 3-hour gig in a bar. Somebody would be late and they'd still want to go back and have me play Chicken Pot Pie again. Give my other songs a chance. The guitar player, Chris, he said, "Oh, wow. Poor little brother Chunky wrote a song that people like. What a terrible thing." You know what? He's right. I lucked out, wrote a song that people respond to and like. So I'm going to own that. I'm going to play it, and I'm going to play it 100% every time I perform it. So that changed my attitude, and now I ham it up and cheese it up as much as possible, and I love watching people laugh and chuckle, and I like watching their response. So I present to you Chicken Pot Pie, a love song. Two albums, and also I've released 4 singles over the last 2 years, kind of during COVID. They're more like singer-songwriter acoustic songs. The full Brother Chunky catalog is available on Apple Music and Spotify. I also have all my music on Bandcamp, and I always tell people, if you really want to support local musicians, buy their music on Bandcamp, because we all know Spotify and Apple Music don't pay the artists much. I'm scheduled to play at Wildflower Lounge on December 30th from 6 to 9 p.m. I like to focus on recording during the winter months more than performing. So right now I'm about 80% done recording a brand new single. I've got some really, really great local musicians that are going to play on it as well. It's kind of going to be a bluegrass type song. Probably end of January is when I'll be able to release that. Always writing songs. It's one of my favorite things to do. So far the creative gods keep working, so as soon as that dries up, I guess I'll be done.
Why don't you shut your pie hole? I don't want another slice. Why don't you think before you speak? Now, wouldn't that be nice?
If you enjoyed this episode of Sound Waves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.
Come down to Urban Lounge on Thursday, January 20th for our first 2022 localized show featuring co-headliners Musor and the Painted Roses with opener The Psych Somatics. This 21 plus show is $5 and requires proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test upon entry. Mark your calendars for this can't miss night of some of the city's best psychedelic rock.